The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
We talking about whatever that's on your mind, speak your mind, don't be shy, this is your time to shine.
What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we talk about whatever we seem to be talking about at the time. I'm your host, Donnie, with me on Whatever Crew. Y'all heard him before, and he is again, Terry Cliff.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
That's it? Just what's going on?
Yeah, why gotta say too much?
You gotta say a lot of much.
I say hello.
All right.
Just starting, like waking up in the mornings.
All right, back for the first time, Miss Nika is with us.
I miss one show.
You know you was on probation and you messed up.
Look at you. That's my character, huh?
Yeah, 90-day probation. You done messed it up already.
Mm-hmm. You're on 15-day.
I'm not going to say what we all said, but when you get around to that episode, you'll hear it.
I can't
wait to
hear it.
Oh, yeah. You won't hear it.
So, what's been going on, y'all? This is our fourth episode, meaning we've been doing this for a month already. Now, unlike me, y'all haven't been doing this for years. And I know I don't sound like I've been doing this for years. I still, like, very unprofessional. But
I've been a stand-up all my life.
True.
But I kind of brung y'all in the same way I got brung in. Just out of the blue. Somebody just asked me, do I want a podcast? I didn't even know what a podcast was at the time. And I said, sure, I'll do it. And that's the kind of the way I kind of brung both you in. So, going with Miss Nika first, how do you feel to be doing this? Has it been what you expected, or minus the day you wasn't there? But you know what I'm saying. Has it been what you expected?
Well, I didn't have any expectations, so yeah.
The heck, you didn't show no enthusiasm at all. So, yeah. I ain't had no expectations. I just knew my life wasn't going to go nowhere. No further than what it is now.
I just asked me. I said, all right.
Yeah, somebody just asked me to do it. So I just said, hey, what the heck? I ain't doing nothing else. Oh, yeah. Okay, well that's honest. Terry Cliff, has it been like something you expected?
Oh, well, I always wanted to do something like radio. I always wanted to be in that. So I'm enjoying it. I tell you the truth, I'm enjoying it. I like what I'm doing, and I always wanted to do communication. And I told you I've always been a stand-up my whole life. I've always been funny. Some people just been funny looking. But,
That's what I said about you. Yeah. Okay.
Well, my mama liked me.
That's something all mama say to their kids.
Right.
Thank God for that.
Okay, well, I've been most definitely having a great time doing this. Like I said, I do another show, Trophy Horrors, and I'm branching off to do my own thing. And I've been having a heck of a fun. Can I say that? That don't even sound right, but I'm using it. I'm having heck of a fun this with y'all.
This just in. It's a rumor that Donnie's supposed to be leaving Trophy Horrors. That's why I keep bringing it up.
News break. That was just a rumor. Actually just doing some self-promoting for Trophy Horrors. We going to Boston next week, so for this video game convention.
Are y'all really?
Yeah, we're going to it's this video game convention called PAX East, which is, you know, that video game convention is more for the gamers and not for the developers themselves. Just like hands-on with independent developers, and you know, you get to try out what's new. Even though I'm not a huge fan of independent games, but I'm open-minded enough to go there and give it a try and see if they can change my mind about independent games.
You just going because you want to break from your family.
Don't tell them that, but yeah.
How long are you staying?
4 days. It's from the 6th through the 8th. The 5th through the 8th, my bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sound real cool, real cool.
Yeah, it's going to be real cool as heck. I'm going to freaking Boston, just as cold as us or colder.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be real cool.
I guess you picked the right time to go.
And you know, he go, Tricky, who's one of the hosts there, and he go ask me, like, the girls want to go or going on a sightseeing. You going with them? I'm like, yes, no, I ain't about to go with them. I'm going to go indoors, man. I don't care about what's going on in Boston as of right now. It's too cold to be walking around some freaking Boston sightseeing.
Get to where you going.
Exactly. I'm not about to go out there and walk around in some freaking snow.
Exactly.
First of all, I'm black. We ain't equipped for cold weather. Our skin, our bodies don't like cold weather.
Get lost.
Yeah.
Right.
But let me tell you about this week I had at work. I stapled my freaking hand. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I stapled my hand, and well, I told a job I was swapping out guns because the gun was jamming, and I just wanted to get it out of there so I can use another gun. But in reality, I was playing around and wasn't paying attention to what I was playing around and stapled my hand. Mm-mm. So, yeah.
Instead of telling the job that you just naturally stupid, you blame it on work related.
Exactly. So I won't get
this is your fault.
So I won't get fired. You know what I was? I was, you know, the little. Remember when I shot you with that puff of air, Shanika?
Yeah.
I did that to Vanessa, the chick on across from us, and I didn't realize my hand was where the staple come out at.
Too much.
Yes, I was playing too much on that particular day. And luckily, my hand wasn't flushed against the stapler gun, because then the whole entire staple would have been in. But it was kind of like a cuff, like I cuffed that area. So it didn't go all the way in. Only one side went in, punctured my skin. And the other side was just snug, keeping it snug together. And Trudy was getting on my nerves, because first of all, she was telling me about the clinic. Oh, son, you got to go to the clinic. You got to go to the clinic. You know, she rushed me to the office, and I'm thinking it's an in-house clinic. And when I get there, they're putting on their jackets. And I'm like, so I'm going to take you to the clinic. So I'm like, well, wait a minute. I got my stuff here. I ain't about to leave my laptop and all that stuff here. There's some freaking criminals up in here. So I'm going back to get my stuff. And there, on the way to the office and on the way back, Trudy like, oh, look, he got a new body piercing. And to everybody, look at this. I'm like, Trudy, just because I'm not crying don't mean I ain't in freaking pain. I take a picture, okay, man, can I get up out of here?
That's because she like you.
I'm like, this lady was getting on my nerves, just showing everybody that walked past us, look. I'm like, oh, my goodness, this lady... I'm hurting here. Yeah, so that's what happened to me. Also, I had some very strange talk with our line lead. Not going to say her name, but our line lead. Mm-hmm. It wasn't nothing that she did. Well, it was. I'm not going to tell that story today because that was just...
Why? I'm so interested.
Okay, well, I'll tell both stories, but this is kind of like some current events, I guess, is going on. I tried to research this, but I couldn't find it in the news anywhere. But she said, I forget which country somebody had HIV, mm-hmm. and they were so mad that they had HIV, they took their own blood and injected it into oranges that they were shipping.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yo, so you heard about that? So it is true.
Yes.
I just tried to look for it. I couldn't find it. So I'm like, are you that mad? Like, wow, are you that mad for real? First of all, when she first said that, I was like, wait, that's kind of strange because to my knowledge, HIV can't survive out the body. So
it was in an orange.
It's in the body of an orange. Duh. No.
I guess so.
Yeah, but still, I don't think that they could survive. Well, it has enough vitamin C to survive, I guess.
How many oranges did they put?
I don't know how many, but it did. From what she tell me, they did stop it before anybody was able to purchase some. So, mm-hmm. but when they cut it open, they did see little drops of red areas in there. So. I'm like, well, dang. Yeah, I'm like, how mad you gotta really be to inject oranges with your HIV?
Like, I know you mad, Jake.
Like, but
I mean,
you,
I know
you mad. You can't be that mad. You only, and you know, the people who you know, they kind of irk me when people who have in that situation gets mad when they get it. I understand it if it's to only from this point of view. The person, whoever got diseases like that, mm-hmm. sexual transmitted disease, yes, by law, they're supposed to tell you they have this.
Yeah.
Come on,
nah. Yeah, but at the same time, don't get mad. Don't get that mad because you know you're supposed to be wearing a freaking condom anyway. So
right.
Protect wow. yourself, whether you know for a fact or whether you think this person just it's always a possibility because I'm quite sure this ain't the first time you didn't slept with a person.
He injected because of sex?
Well, okay. They didn't. I don't, like I said, I couldn't find a story, but I'm just going. I'm just making assumptions. Like I'm just. I mean, not hypothesis or whatever. Sex. But yeah, I'm like, if it was sex, like he could have been, you know, drugging, and he got it from the needle. But
right, still, but
you know better than you better get your own needle.
Yeah, it's still stupid as hell. However you get it, you're supposed to protect yourself. So
it's
don't
ways
get
of not getting it.
Yeah, so don't get mad at the world because you didn't wear a condom that day. Or you didn't do whatever you needed to do to protect yourself that day.
You wanted to share a stranger's needle.
Yeah, or you wanted to share a stranger's needle. Yeah, so, yeah, that was talked about.
I thought about that, like, to me, that scares me, HIV and AIDS, because I used to hear when I was little a story about this lady, she was mad, and so she got back at the world like that, too. And after she, like, finished having sex with you, she would write on the wall while you were asleep, "Welcome to the world of AIDS. Welcome to the lovely world of AIDS." So you wake up, wow. You saw that. And I said, wow, that right there blew me away. So that right there always scared me. So protection was always a big thing
but,
of mine.
Yeah, but people like that, you know.
So I guess you don't get no hair, huh?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
I'm saying, like, you wear a condom when you get hit?
No.
Stupid motherfucker, don't you know you can catch that shit from letting them suck on your dick too? Thank you.
Okay, so you can't say protect.
I gotta know the person, so I mean everything's a
but
risk.
But you can never really
everything,
know anyone.
Right, everything's yeah. a risk, so.
Yeah, everything's
so
a risk.
I'm scared, but you know, after you get it, you ain't worth thinking about it until
look
after.
At you.
But still, I still, if I was to get it, I'm not going to take it out on the world. It was my fault why I got it. Whether the person told me or not that they had it, it's still my fault because I didn't go the extra mile to protect myself.
Right.
Like, when you do something like that, like I did, like, after I got mine, she was standing right there on the side of the bed with me. I jumped on the phone and said, "Can I make an appointment to see Dr. So-and-so?" She's like, "What's that for?" I'm like, "Because I don't know what you got, and I don't know what you gave me."
So... So was it an immediate burn as soon as you peed?
No, it wasn't. I was just making sure. Like, I had some questions.
So you asked it the questions after you got it?
Yeah, the questions just start popping up.
No, see, you put to have them sign that contract before you.
How long would it take you to figure out if you got something or not?
7 to 8 years, 7 to 10 years.
I guess I'll see you 7 to 10 years.
So even if you didn't sleep with anybody else after that, you still got 7 to 10 years to realize before the outbreaks start to break out in your body.
I was like, I'm itching. And she's like, that's because we got bed bugs. I said, oh, okay.
So you ain't got bed crabs?
No, I didn't get them yet. When I did get them, they said it rare to get rid of that. I had to shave it off. And use Blue Star ointment.
You know the name of it? Oh, man. So we already started off with some crazy talking. It's about to get even more crazy with this. The other thing we was talking about at work. Well, like, once again, I'm not going to say her name. But she hit me with this. Now, this is about to trip you guys out. She hit me with, I forget how the subject of dreams got brung up, but she hit me with, well, I have learned how to control my dreams.
Wow.
Yeah, that same thing I said.
Oh,
I said,
no,
wow.
I learned how to do that too.
No.
No, I'm telling you.
So
That's just show a sign of control.
No.
You like to be in control. That's
okay,
all
first of all, you're unconscious when you sleep. whether deep sleep or light sleep, you're still unconscious.
I swear to you, you can do it.
I'm not saying it's not plausible, but y'all talking like y'all in a Freddy movie right now.
Yeah.
No, and that cannot go.
I'm telling you. I'm the guy, honest truth. All jokes aside, I can control some of my dreams.
I say
it may seem like it, but I don't think so.
Yeah, it may seem like it, but
you saying that, but I'm telling you from experience, it's possible.
This is what I think y'all. This is what both of you.
The two youths.
This is what I think is going on, because I say this is plausible. When right before you go to sleep, you're thinking about something like constantly over and over, or you're thinking about, you're deeply thinking about something right before you go to sleep. So you're dreaming about that.
No, it's nothing like that.
But as far as you're in a dream and then say something, oh snap, it's about to turn into a nightmare. Yes. So let me flip this and not make it go that way.
Let me tell you something. You going on what you think. I'm going on what I know. So that's the two different things. You thinking about what you think. I'm telling you what I know, because I know from experience. I did it more than 5 times. I can tell you actual dreams where I said, no, we're not doing this.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you something.
I can tell you
a dream that I'm not going to say, but something that I did wrong that you're not supposed to do, but I did because I knew it was a dream. I did that before in my dream. So I'm telling you it's possible. But I'm just telling you that it's a sign that you like to be in control. That's all your dream is telling. Saying that you like to be in control.
I hate when people talk like that. I like to know what happened.
Like what? Oh. No, I'm not.
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, you tell you what happened in this dream?
Like, okay, I'm going to tell you. It was a girl that I wanted to have sex with, and I knew just because of the dream that it was a dream that I could do it. I'm telling you, it was like, basically it was rape, but I knew I can do it because it was a dream, and I wanted to have sex with her, so I did it.
So you raped a chick in your dream?
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's what I did.
But you control that.
I control scary dreams because
you
I knew
didn't
it was
control
a dream.
That. That's what you wanted to do in real life. So when you went,
well,
to
no, the I never, I didn't know this girl.
Wait a minute, you didn't
I don't know this girl now.
You saying he wanted to rape her in real life?
No,
let's not take it there, Rick.
Y'all going on what y'all think. I'm telling you what I know.
Okay, let's just say this. Let's just say you did control you raping her. Why didn't you, if you had control of your dream, why didn't you control her emotions into making her want to do you instead of you raping her?
It was just like a walk-up thing, and I just got behind her and did her, and that was it.
What?
No, I'm second-guessing our friendship, man.
No. I'm sorry, it was just... I'm telling you, I'm so confused.
Yeah,
you know what? I feel like I need to turn you in.
Turn me in for what?
For rape, man. That's wrong.
It was a dream.
Oh, man. But you know what? I'm not going to say, like, once again, I'm going to just say it sounds like it could be plausible, but as of right now, I'm going to myth bust this. But I also would say I have witnessed stranger or just as strange things. Me, myself, doing it when I defied gravity that one time when we was playing Dragon Ball Z in the woods.
Some things are possible.
Well, yes, I say some things are possible.
Everybody and everything is different.
I will say a lot of, because I'm naive, but I am a realist at the same time. And I know that sounds strange in the same sentence, being naive and a realist, but I know you're not a real rapist. I hope you're not. I'm being naive. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not.
I've been with you enough out of your life to know that you haven't done.
And I'm too small to do anything. I'm not
saying. But I'm just saying,
a girl got a better chance of raping me than I got raping her.
That's not true. Guys are naturally strong.
I know.
See, You know, I wasn't even going to talk about that today, but she brought it up. Didn't we just talk about this on the car?
We just talked about that not too long
ago. We just talked about this in the car 15 minutes ago. Guys are naturally strong. Yes, no matter how small the guy is, we can pretty much take almost any size woman. Minus the freaking bodybuilder women. Minus them, but a normal woman.
And a fat Monique.
Yes, we can even take Monique. Even the smallest guy can take Monique. And it's all
Monique ain't even big no more.
No more.
The fat Monique.
The fat. Not the current Monique. The fat Monique. But it's all because of that whole testosterone thing. Turn us into the freaking hawk. But.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing a man can't take from a woman. His mama. What? They got that mother strength.
The mother strength.
The mother strength. It was this one guy who taught me boxing. Oh, you know who I'm talking about. Nate Father.
Uh-huh.
Now, Nate Father, I don't know if you ever saw him, but he's no taller than, I would say, Kevin's father.
All right.
Kevin's father. But his mother was skinny and, you know, like slim. And she was like almost like 5'8", something like that. And he's a boxer. And they got into it one time. And she flipped the mess out of him. He got flipped the mess out. He said he was on the ground and he didn't know how he got down there. Well, it depends on what woman you take on. So I'll say that mother strength kick in.
Well, was he messing with her son? Like
they was into it about something. They was into it.
Because usually that's when
it's a long story.
Usually that's when mama strength kick in.
Don't mess with me.
No.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying, like...
That made me think. I said, you know, because some mothers... Because I would have to say, like, my brother got into it with my mama one time, and she did something to him, and that was that mother's strength.
I have witnessed mother strength, but mother strength usually kick in when something's going on with one of their babies. Even if they're the one fighting one of their babies.
That's the maternal instinct.
Yeah, so that's when you get like that mama strength. I can lift a freaking car.
I was kicked in my head mother strength when I heard about that stuff. So I said, you know.
Yeah, so yeah, that so again, that whole dream thing. I think anything going back to where we started from, because we always stray or digressed on something else. But yeah, that whole strength thing, I mean, dream thing, that, once again, I say it's plausible. Again, plausible meaning that maybe it could, for people who don't know what plausible mean. Maybe it could, or maybe it ain't. But I just find it, like, I didn't experience it. You said you experienced it. I believe that you experienced it. You can't say it's
plausible.
I can say it.
You should say something like, well, from what I heard.
Right.
You're right. You know what? You're right. I can't even use plausible in that term. You're right. I can't use plausible. So,
because somebody had that experience, and now you heard a second person had that experience. So you can only say from what I hear.
Yeah, from what I hear. Since I didn't do experiments on this, so I can't say plausible, but yes, I will say maybe it could like I said, I have witnessed just as strange things in life, and I'm quite sure y'all heard stories of like some very phenomenal things that went down. Like,
I had a couple bad dreams. If I didn't like the dream, if I don't like a dream at all I have to do inside my dream is close my eyes and wait till I flip to another dream. Or I wake
really?
Up.
Really?
You change it. You change the channel?
I had a bad dream and I cannot control it. I was so scared.
Yeah, I can do that.
You change the channel?
Wow.
Well, I don't dream. And it sounds...
I'm scared of water in my dream. So if I'm over an ocean, I close my eyes. Even though I know if I'm going to hit that ocean, it's not going to be as hard as it is. But I still close my eyes because I want to switch that dream. Because I'm scared of it. I'm scared of how the water looks. It's dark and it's black and it's like cloudy. You know how you out in the ocean and it's just nothing but the ocean and the sky. That's how it looks like to me, and it's dark.
That sounds pretty.
I'm just scared of it. So I close my eyes until I flip to it.
Oh, man. All right, I want to get off that because I want to move on to some other things that I talked that was talked about at work.
We got a lot of talk things.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of things to talk about in this in season one of Whatever Talk.
What was talked about at work?
Another thing was talked about at work. How nosy. Yeah, I was like if you didn't if you didn't quit, you would have known what was talked about at work. Yeah, but we talked about how now, Nika, I'm not talking about you.
Okay.
I'm talking about females in general. How stupid females are.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. How stupid females are. And when I and I'm and we talked about the
guys are stupid too.
Yes, guys are stupid too, but
we I'm glad you're not sexist because he is very sexist.
I'm not very sexist. I'm not sexist. But yeah, I said
we
it.
We do some stupid stuff. Yeah, like I was arguing with my sister the other day. I know we do some stupid stuff.
Don't say it. We talk about females this on this episode.
No, I just told her, I was like, I agree with you because we do some stupid stuff. Yes. So I couldn't even be mad at her.
Y'all do stupid stuff.
Males are stupid, but talking about game. Like, as far as guys spitting game and how y'all stupid to fall for it. I mean, and yeah, yes, y'all
in the game, we be looking like that game is weak. You follow that?
But yes, and
but
y'all.
That's not true, look, because girls don't necessarily fall for y'all game.
Yeah,
it's just that maybe they wanted you before you even spoke to them.
You already
liked
them.
First of all,
that's what I have to say because I'm like the gang. Can't be the gang.
You can use that as an excuse for if y'all known each other already. But I'm talking about just game period.
No,
you walking
I'm
out.
I'm talking about like if I walked past you and I was like, "Dang, he cute," but I ain't say nothing to you and you came and said something to me. No matter what
you
say to me, it's gonna be like, okay.
That's true because the girl I got into it, she told me like later, like, no, you are not funny. You are not the one. Like, well, why would you laugh at my stuff then? I was like, oh, see, okay.
In my opinion, game is exactly what it is. Game is a game. You plan, it's a game. So for y'all falling for it, like, I know you heard the term. A guy came up to
you. How are we gonna get some draws?
No. See, but that's what I'm. That's the whole point. That they're stupid for falling for it. Because a guy came up to you, and I heard this on many occasions. Well, you got some good eyes. I love your eyes. And you fell for it. And in my head, I'm like, she actually fell for that.
What you mean, some good eyes?
I love the color. I love the way your eyes are. I love the color. The color of your eyes bring out blah blah blah. But I'm like, you fell for that. You do know he was across the street. I don't care how good his eyesight is, he not seeing your eyes, okay? And you fail for that junk. You know what I'm saying? You fail for that, and then you get mad when somebody say something about it. You know, the guy was across the street, and also you got
regular brown eyes, just like
guys gonna say anything to get in your drawers. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
They can say anything.
You say yes, we do say anything to get in your drawers. But the thing about it'd be stupid as hell. But that's my point. That's my point. Y'all fall for the stupidity. So who is more stupid at this point? Like, hold on,
the guys, because in the end, I think the girls be playing the guys because. Girls want stuff too. They just don't voice it. You know what I'm saying? So if you make all the right moves, it's like, dang, this is what I want, but I'm not gonna say it.
Hey, look, I hear you. I hear you on that point. But the thing about it, you can't say that we're stupid because we're more stupid in that point because we succeeded at what we were trying to do it to begin with. So we not stupid. Our mission was to get them draws by saying, I love them eyes of yours.
Don't you
gave
know
it
girls
to want us. To
get in guys' pants too?
But that we not, but look.
But they don't just walk up to them and like,
all,
let me get that.
First of all, guys, first of all, yes, that don't count. That don't count because you can, any chick can get any male. If you have a vagina, you can get a guy. No matter what. Mm-hmm. So you can't use that. You can't use
y'all
that.
Y'all
can't
say nothing. Y'all
you, that, you don't have to say. You can just walk up to us and say,
no,
can I get that?
Naked.
And
we're going to look, check it out. I'm like, all right.
we're going to take it. That's how stupid we are. And yet, and I'm not talking about me and Terrence, and I'm not talking about Miss Nika. I'm just speaking on females and guys in general. I also hear this line all the time, too. Girl, I'm attracted to your mind.
I ain't never heard that. That's
I heard that many times. Yes. I heard that many times. Yeah, I'm attracted.
You heard that?
No, I never heard that.
I'm attracted to your mind. Like, you don't even know this chick. But yet, she fell for it, though. She fell for it. Like, hey, she don't.
I think she just turned around, probably saw him, and if she like it, she said, yeah, okay, I'm going to talk to you because you're cute. I was watching Mo Better Blues last night, right? And Wesley Snipes was talking to old girl on there named Clark. He was talking to her at the register saying, let me buy that. He like, hey, do you take American Express? He was buying her a CD. And the lady at the register was like, yeah. He like, oh, I've been a gold, he like, gold card. Been a gold carrying member since 89. You know, take you one of those CDs in the bag, put you in my pocket, kiss on me.
And kiss on you.
Yeah.
And that was his
and
line.
I was like, yeah. And I was like, and then the lady told him that his gold card didn't work. And I just thought it was just so cheesy. I was like, that's what you came up with?
But did she fall for it?
Yeah, they ended up starting having sex. But that's because she already liked her. He was already talking to her. So she already tried to jump on her. But he just caught her at the
Okay, see, well, you can't use that one as an excuse.
No, I was just thinking about the line he was saying. And it made me laugh. So I was saying it to myself this morning.
You know,
I came to that part where you're like,
which kind of brings me to my next thing. It's like, well, I will give it to this. Females, whether you have a sense of humor or not, if we can get you to laugh, we pretty much in.
We in, right.
Am I wrong on that one, Nika? I'm not saying in to the fact of, well, I'm about to get them draws in a matter of time. No, I'm pretty much saying, I'm saying in for
where. I don't know. I plead the fifth. I don't know.
You do know.
She knows. She's the one. No. She just don't want to be in that category. She don't want to be a stereotype now. She don't want to be a stereotype. Well, females, guys, I want you all to reply to this statement right here. If we can get y'all to laugh, we pretty much end as far as conversational wise. We can take the conversation almost. We can pretty much conversate after that. If
I naturally make you laugh, then that's just making me naturally make you laugh. I don't try to go out to make you laugh. I just talk to you.
Well, I don't try to go out and talk to you.
I just talk to women like I talk to dudes. Just talk to them.
Yeah, I wouldn't go out to try to talk to you like that. First of all, I'm married, but I wouldn't if I wasn't. All
right, clear that.
I wouldn't try to go out my way to make you laugh, but that's what I do anyway. I say things in my head or what I feel is funny, and if I get you to laugh, well, I accomplish my mission, because that's what I like to do, period. I like to make people laugh all the time.
I just feel like guys, they are never satisfied. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's a game. They always want to play the game. They can be married, taken, dating. They still want the next best thing.
It depends.
Oh, man. You know what? This might be a long show. This might be a long show, because that statement right there, yeah, and you're right. Yes, but females are the same. This party goes both ways. This goes both ways. But yeah, I'm speaking for myself also. But this goes both ways, whether married or not. For both parties, male, female, the game has all. The game must continue for some reason to them, and
mine is like. With me, if I talk to a girl, like, when I'm at home by myself, right now, because I'm tired of the game, so I don't really think about a girl. When I get around a girl and I like her, it's like, yeah, I want to talk to her. It's like,
boy, you sound crazy. When I get you tired of the game.
No, really,
I never played a game.
No, it's because now I'm looking for something certain. I know what I want now. So if a girl's not coming correct for me, it's like, I might talk to you right then, but then after I leave, I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I got a couple girl number now, and I'm coming up with excuses. I'm going to call you. I ain't forgot you. I'm going to call you.
That's because you on your grown man.
Yeah,
every guy isn't at that point yet.
It is. Like, this one girl, she's right now, she sound cute, and I would like to hit, but I'm not really there because it's like you young and you on that fast life right now. So you're living a fast life. So, you know, you here, you there, talking to this guy, trying to do this guy, you got a guy in prison, but you going with this guy. And then I'm like, I'm not about to get wrapped up in that.
Yeah, see, that's right. Yeah, me.
I'm looking for something a little bit more stable.
Because you're going to knock one of these girls up one day.
Right, and I want a whole bunch of baby mamas.
Do you have any kids?
Yeah. Shout out to my baby girl. I talked to her the day. She talked my ear off for an hour and a half. I couldn't get off the phone with her. She said, why can't you do this while I'm on the phone with you?
Why can't you do this while I'm on the phone with
she
you?
She love me. I know she do. She love her daddy. And I love her too.
Yes, that's me. Me love me some Precious too. Yeah. Precious. This is okay to say her name on the radio. Yeah. On the radio, on the podcast. I said it anyway. But yeah, I don't have game. I never had game.
Me neither.
Yeah, so, and so.
I can see that. I'm glad you were honest.
Yeah, I never had game. So I always, like I said before, everybody who knows me, you know, I'm a goofball. And I pretty much do or say anything into what that I feel is funny, that I feel is funny, and I hope you will laugh at it. But if you don't, okay, oh well. But this is, you got to pick up line.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I don't run game.
Okay, this is my pickup line. And I got to thank the great Will for this. Hey, yo, baby, give me your number before I don't want it no more.
That's a good one. Oh my god, that is so good though.
I know your feet must be tired because you've been running through my mind all day. Come here, girl.
Come here, girl. But that's the reaction I will hope to get when I say that. What Nika did. That's the reaction I will hope. Because to me, that joke is funny as heck to this day.
It is funny, it's very funny.
And so I would like to make you laugh. And whether you got a sense of humor or not.
If I think it's funny or not, I'll do it. Like I would do Jerome on you. I'll go to a girl and do that.
I say Cliff in the house. I say T Cliff is in ow. Watch him out.
Like, well, girl, that must be jam, because jelly don't shake like that.
Oh, man. You got to get some time to spare.
Yeah, I ain't doing nothing.
All right.
Although I want to be sewing my hair in, but come on.
So she bought him.
Another.
No.
I don't know. I know y'all don't be bald headed. Well, they do. That's the first thing that be popping in my mind.
They do. You know, you remember in high school when they got that little bitty piece of twist of a hair with about 8 scrunches on it.
Yeah. Like, why your mama let you walk out the house like that, girl?
Not only that, the real mystery is how you get 8 scrunches on that thing.
No, my mama would not let my sister walk out the house like that. Well, my sister got natural.
Don't nobody wear their hair like that no more.
Shoot, I guess you don't work at Pack Right.
Because it came up from 1993 to 2015. They had the worst mouth in the world. They probably had to because they hair.
But I bet they'll fall for it. You got some good looking eyes. Can I hit that?
Yeah, you made them feel good. You took your view off their head from
you know what?
Eyes.
I bet they'll fall for this. Hey, minus them 8 scrunches you got on your head. Your eyes bring out the fifth one.
I'm different.
Can I hit that? And that's how you know you hit me.
That was so lame. No.
It was lame, but that chick with the 8 scrunches in her head would have fell for it.
That brings me back to my 7th grade, 8th grade girl.
One more thing before we get out of here with this whole game thing. That's another thing that gets me. Guys who be trying to, who talk with that smooth voice.
That gets me.
I think that comes natural.
No,
because I checked that out. I checked that out when I watch other guys do that to girls, and then I notice I do it too. My tone is different.
But
so you're gonna approach a girl different. You ain't gonna come for
no.
Some guys are loud. Some guys just naturally loud, and some guys just come. Because I'm gonna tell you something. with my brother, between me and my brother, when I was coming up, my brother can get a girl like that because just the way he looked. Now I look just like my brother.
Your brother kind of pretty, man.
Yeah. don't tell him that because he hates that to the fullest. He hates that. He got his eyes are like naturally arched.
Pretty Ricky, what they call him.
So some girls like when they get into it, like with you arching your eyes. Me and Frank, you sit there like what? Like his eyebrows are naturally like that. He don't arch his eyebrows. You just jealous. But he used to always get girls from way he looked. So with me, like I came up, I said, so since he get his girls, now I'm gonna have to know how to talk to girls. So I taught myself how to talk to girls. So I always studied that. So my brother would tell me now, like, you know, he like, you know, you just know how to naturally talk to a girl. Like, I don't have that. I'm like, yeah. I said I had to have that because a girl would just like you because of the way you look. I had to come with how to talk to a girl.
So I taught you ugly. That's what you're saying.
No, I know.
I mean, basically,
you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. I look like my brother. We're twins.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah, you missed that part. We look like each other. I had to come up like that. But when I started getting around 12 years old, that's when the girls start coming around. But I had to come up like that, so I got two over him.
I need to see a picture now.
I look good, and I know how to talk to her.
Okay, see, but to me, that's not knowing how to talk to a girl. To me, that's you putting on a persona for this chick. So when y'all, this is say y'all start kicking it for real and start to get, like, serious. That means the same way you talk to her now, you got to talk to her all the time. See,
I know some cool-ass niggas. I mean, they talk like that all the time.
That's when I was young. As I got older, it just came in natural. So now I know how to talk to people.
Okay. All right. And, nigga, you said they talk like that all the time. So they talk like this all the time. Yo, So what I'm saying is, blah, blah, and this and that, and yeah. So they talk like that all the time?
That's just till they get comfortable.
And then when they get comfortable with you, now.
Which, I thought I told you.
Exactly. God damn. Didn't I tell you to have my food ready when I get home from work? Didn't I tell you to have my food? Where's the smoothness now?
My mama don't cook like this.
I mean.
Some girls like that, actually.
It depends on what girl you meet, right.
And we're going to talk about them chicks on a whole entire episode. We're going to dedicate a whole show to those chicks.
No,
we're
talking about that now.
No, right. We can't because that's a lot.
We're talking about dumb girls.
No, we're talking about...
Go ahead.
Yo, we not... Because there's different levels of dumbness.
So you might as well go ahead and talk about it.
There's different levels of dumb chicks. We got the dumb chicks who fall for game all the time. We got the dumb chicks who stick around in relationships even though she got two black eyes with a broken nose, but he love her. We got the dumb chicks who,
let me tell you this. Like I told you.
What about the niggas? They dumb too.
We are. And we want to have an episode on them too.
I want to tell you this.
Hold on. I'm using a stupid chest because you wasn't here last week, so we gotta talk about chest.
That's him. Now look, I wanted to say now the way I like for me, like because you know that I'm blind, so I go off a girl's voice. Now when I go off
stop
a girl's
voice,
stop
doing that, man. Stop doing that.
when I go off a girl's voice, I'll tell you why I do. Because every time I hear a girl's voice and it sounds nice, I always say, I wonder how that sound doing sex. How she sound doing sex.
Well, it's gonna sound good.
That's what turns me on while I'm having sex is the sound of a girl's voice. And her hitting my hotspot. But anyway,
wait a minute. You just had to sneak that in.
What did this just turn into?
Exactly. But look, from stupid girls to your hotspot.
I'm telling you about her voice. Now I'm getting into that because I wanted to tell you about this. Voice that I heard on Jerry Springer. Now she was accusing this guy of being her baby daddy. And the only reason why I say, because you know most girls get on there, they say this is my baby daddy, and they don't really know. Mm-hmm. But I agree with her because the sound of her voice. She sounded like one of them smokers. Like, where's my cigarettes? I'm like, yeah, that's your baby daddy, because ain't nobody gonna mess with you. Be that dumb to mess with you. You ain't gonna get that many guys. So yes, I know that's your baby daddy.
Always trying to say somebody baby ain't theirs. If you went in raw, it's a possibility that this could be your baby.
Yes, I'm with you.
I know
I'm
somebody. If he that stupid to go into her raw, yeah, that's your baby, and you know it's your baby. Because the way she sound, I'm like, ain't too many guys gonna mess with her unless you
You'll
drunk.
You'll be surprised what guys mess with.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I mentioned that earlier.
It's a lot of nasty guys. Now, dumb guys and nasty, that goes together with guys.
Yeah, and you're right, but like I said, since Miss Nika is having such a big issue with this whole stupid chicks thing, we were talking about how dumb guys nest weed. How dumb guys are next week. Oh, no,
we don't talk about that now.
But, yes, like I said earlier, how you said no guys will hit that. And I forget what you just said. Yeah, no guys wouldn't hit that unless.
Not
a lot of guys would hit that. But, yes, and yes, guys are nasty and stupid. That's why I said all you got to do is present a vagina and we going up in it.
Because I know some people, once they get somebody, they're going to try hard as a mother to hold on to that. Hold on to that person.
But every vagina is not good vagina. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I said that.
I'm scared to go up into a lot of it.
You're right. I said that in the gynecologist episode. But,
I'm scared to go up into a lot. I can name about how many people I had sex with. Just because I could have sex with a lot of people, but I don't because I could have sex with a lot of girls. Let me clear that up.
Because your game ain't tight.
No, not because my game ain't tight.
Because her pussy wasn't.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I can.
Wow.
I can tell you a story right now.
No, man. No. We running long.
That's another episode, but I can tell you a story right now.
I'm trying to be maestro.
Girl was like, woo woo.
And that was her vagina making that woo woo sound.
She knew it too. She saw the look on my face and knew it wasn't gonna go down.
So if you saying if you went down, mean? So you no he uh-huh. say, he's saying he went down.
No, wait.
He's saying he went down and blew, like actually blew, like he's making a whistle. But it turns out when he blew, it sounded like he blowing into a jug, an open jug.
I'm talking about the smell.
Okay, I said. That was all mentioned in the gynecologist episode, which happened to be episode 2.
And the girl was found in the mud. I can't believe this. Yes. I still hurt to this day.
I'm trying to be maestro of this episode. I'm trying to keep us on track here. So we're going to next
week. I'm not going to say no
okay,
name.
Okay, well, I have one question. Did you still hear that?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't blind at that time.
She not listening. I said the girl looked at my face and knew that it wasn't going down because the way
I
looked.
Thought you said I can't believe to this day I hit that.
No. She knew it wasn't going
to
hit.
I wanted to. She was fine to this day. And I said that's...
Yeah, and that wasn't right. That chick wasn't right. That's one of them chicks. You know that? People like that, chicks like that.
I'm not going to say her name because then Winnie going to know that I was talking about her.
You're not right.
You know what? I think I just made a rule, a new rule. If you know, it's by law, if you got an STD, to let the person know you got an STD. I think if you ain't right, and you know you ain't right, it's by law to let us know you ain't right. So we can make a
pretty
So we can make a
you gonna come in the room, get naked, and be like, "Hey, baby, I didn't shower today. Come on."
That way, she making a conscious decision where she want to go in and it's not.
Or just be like, "Hey, baby, excuse me, but I just half an hour ago. Come on." You grabbing back there? I just told you what I did.
All right, you know what? We going everywhere about this. Let's try to bring it to
a
closure.
That's why you
want
to listen. Whatever talk.
I know, man. I know. That whatever talk, you never know what kind of talk you're going to get into. That's what I like about this show. But we had to bring it to a closure because she got to go put some hair in her head. And,
shout out to Winnie.
Oh, man. Any closures on game? Shaniga, you're not a stupid chick, are you?
No, I don't think so.
You gotta think of you gotta think about it. You fail for at least two of those.
Quiet for a minute.
And you know what? Let's close it out with this. We know you're older now. I'm not gonna say your age, but we know you're older and you're able to think for yourself in a very mature way. In your younger days, did you not fall for any of this? Yes or no?
None of those, but I may have fell for something, but I can't quite remember.
Okay.
But every girl had a stupid moment.
Okay, yeah, but everybody fell for something.
Yeah, so you growing up.
You growing up. But yes, I'm making this episode right now. Chits, stop falling for how cute your eyes is. Stop falling for I like your mind because I don't even know you. Chits, stop falling for all that stupidity. It's a game.
Unless you don't get no compliments.
Even if you do get a compliment, even if you don't get compliments, still have that self-esteem to say, you know, make the conscious decision to whether if you really want to go with this guy or not, man. Because just stop falling for the stupid. And don't get mad when the game get played on you because it's a game. He started out with a game. He hit you with a line, which was a game. You fell for it. Don't get mad when game over.
Like, I just want to get them panty drawers.
Okay? You didn't...
You knew what this was.
You don't have one-up mushrooms for real-life games. So, that was my final thoughts, as Jerry would say.
I have something to say about that, but I'll wait to know.
Go ahead.
Sometimes I don't think that it's necessarily true how you start a relationship, you will end it. Because people have growth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, that's not true at all.
Well, yeah, you will grow inside your own relationship. Yes,
some
you will grow.
Will.
Yeah, some will grow within their own relationship. Yes, I agree with that. But at the same time, during the whole process of in between those growth, when the way you get picked up, and
we'll get dropped off, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, you can say it like that. Hey, the way you get picked up, you'll get dropped off in between, and of course, both parties would end up going back to each other. But I'm just saying, you can't get too mad. You can't get mad at the game. Period. You can't get mad at the game because that's exactly what it is—a game, and you chose to start. You chose to be a pawn in a game. If the guy is sincere, you know, I consider myself to be one of the good guys. Not all of us good guys, but I know
everybody consider themselves to be somebody good.
Yeah, everybody think they're the good guys, but
everybody,
you know, but
plays a fool
a good guy
sometimes.
You know, but I'm quite sure if I wasn't that type of guy, I'm quite sure I wouldn't have you on this show right now.
I would.
I'm talking to Shanika here, Ms. Nika. I wouldn't have you. If I wasn't the way...
I would.
If you didn't feel that I was a good guy at work, if I wasn't a good guy at work, then I don't think I would have you as a co-host on the show.
Shout out to Winnie.
That's true. That's true. But bad people need love, too. You know what I would fall for? Really?
What?
The giggle?
No. Not... even to make me laugh, a voice. That is so sexy to me.
Oh, so you will fall for the smoothness. So you put your...
No,
you,
not...
You chose
no,
to be the pawn.
Like Barry White, don't you?
You chose
I mean,
to be a pawn.
A singing voice. You know
Barry
what
White turns you on, don't he?
Watch this. Watch it. Ooh, yeah!
No.
Ooh, yeah!
No.
Ooh, yeah!
Let me clear that up. That's if I wasn't taken.
Yeah, okay. Okay, people. Everybody on this show
come
is taken.
You attract. Everybody always attract somebody.
No, everybody. Look,
everybody going to attract somebody, but doesn't mean you have to fall for it.
Exactly. And matter of fact, along with the stupid guys, I want you guys to think about this. Because I don't want to just hit you with this one. Next week, when we talk about this, is being faithful easy? Yes or no? I want you guys' answers, yes or no, and then we're going to elaborate on it next week. I just want a yes or no answer. Is being faithful easy. Yes or no?
No.
Yes.
I'm agreeing with Shanika. Yes. Faithful, being faithful is easy. And that's how we're going to close the show. People, leave your comments on this episode. Tell us what you think about this episode. We have an email address. It is whatevertaughtshow@gmail.com. Tell us what you think. Tell us your story. And if we like it, we'll bring you on to tell your story in person. Would it be in person? This is the internet, so we'll bring you on. It won't necessarily be in person to tell us your story. And you got any shout outs?
Shout out to Winnie.
Again. You got any shout outs, Miss Nika?
No.
You know, I gotta say that slower. I gotta say that slower because it sounds like I'm saying Miss Nigga. So I gotta start saying Miss Nika. Okay. I wanna give a shout out to the few people who listen to our show. Man, we got some pretty nice numbers. I'll run that by y'all during we done. But shout out to the people who listened to the first episode. I'm going to put out these shows most likely on Mondays. Mondays, no later than Tuesday, but I'm trying to get them out there Monday every week. You listen to them, we'll be on podomatic.com. I'm trying to get us on YouTube, iTunes. I submitted it, they haven't got back with me yet. So I'm trying to get us there. I'm going to put the links on it, all that stuff, everywhere. Shout out to my family. Shout out to the listeners. Did I say that already? The listeners, you guys are awesome. You guys are what motivates me to continue to do this stuff that I do. Shout out to the stupid chits out there that gave me something to talk about today. Shout out to the stupid guys that's going to give us something to talk about next week.
And all the people that are wondering if you're stupid or not, yes, you are.
Yes, if you got to think about it, if you're stupid, you're the stupid one. If it ain't nothing else to talk about, whatever.
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 If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute, leave a comment, tell us what you think about it. Come again, tell a friend, tell whoever listening. Whatever talk. Whatever talk.